Leaders anticipate the future. They stand at the edge of the known world, patrolling the border between now and next to spot trends. They help others see the future too, guiding people through the unexpected and inspiring them to long for a better reality. The leader's role, your role, is to light the way for your team through empathetic communications, to be a torchbearer. Leaders don't just anticipate the future, though. You also shape and bring it forth. Making something out of nothing is the mark of the greatest leaders. Look around you right now. The smartphone in your hand, the artisanal coffee in your cup, and the floor covering under your feet all exist because a fearless creator hatched an idea and communicated an inspiring vision. A healthy organization should be in constant motion, always embracing and adapting to a new future. The rate of change in business today happens so quickly that you can no longer plan comfortably in advance. Instead, change is a state of mind. You have to practice change perpetually so that your organization is ready and capable to adapt for the future. Without this willingness and drive to change, your products or services may not be relevant in just a year or 18 months. Torchbearers such as Steve Jobs, Howard Schultz, Ray Anderson, Anne Mulcahy, Lou Gerstner, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and other leaders profiled in this book achieve greatness by mastering the art of invention, reinvention, and reinvention again. The most common symbol in business for moving from a current state to a future state is the S-curve. The shape of the curve plots the life cycle of a business as it starts, grows, and matures. It's called an S-curve because it follows the shape of a giant letter S. The bottom end of the S is where your innovation begins its life cycle. When you start out on the path to implement a new process, product, or paradigm, and your innovation gains momentum, your business climbs up the slope of that S. By the time you arrive at the top of the curve, your innovation begins to enter a steady state, and the shape of the curve begins to flatten out or plateau. Once success is achieved, stasis often sets in, and at that point, the S-curve slopes down again, threatening to carry your business on a downward slide toward decline or even death. To avoid this fate and continue to thrive, your organization must continually reinvent itself by launching new products or initiatives before you reach that stasis plateau. You need to imagine a new dream and launch another S-curve of innovation while your current S-curve is underway so that you can thrive in the future. As you anticipate future needs to make sure you arrive at the right place in the future, one S-curve leads to the next, stringing together an epic tale of growth and achievement. Venturing into the future is scary. The desire to build something significant simmers inside torchbearers. How you communicate determines whether or not you achieve that goal. Leading people requires not only sensing change afoot, but imagining a brighter future and communicating it in a way that motivates others to follow you there. Yet no one sees the future with perfect clarity. At times it feels close and attainable. Other times it appears distant and turbulent, or as a dreamy faint image lacking in detail. The path forward is full of twists and turns because you'll adapt your plans as you listen to feedback and learn new insights along the way. Because there is no map, the future scares most people. The ones you need to come with you on your venture, or travelers as we refer to them, will have to start from the bottom of a deep ravine to get to the top of a tall mountain far away, with formidable predators and treacherous passages in between, all to help realize your vision. The trek will not be a simple point A to point B progression for the people traveling alongside you. You'll need many others, such as employees, customers, partners, and investors, to sign on as fellow travelers on the journey. This won't be an easy decision for them, making your empathy and guidance even more important to light the way.